You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The time was 8 o'clock this morning when Redefine Properties Limited released their full year's results for the year ended 31 August 2025. Interesting set of numbers. Even more interesting is the outlook from the business going into 2026. I'm joined on the line by the company's Chief Executive Officer, Andrew Koenig, to take a look at the performance of the business and get a sense of what lies ahead. Andrew, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. A strong set of numbers from a business perspective, increased revenues, increased distributable earnings per share, dividends per share. All in all, the numbers point to a good year. But how do you reflect on that as a team?
So good evening, Jeremy, and thanks for having me on your show. Look, for us, Redefine's had a fair bit of challenge over the past couple of years since COVID. And I think things are coming together very nicely now. And this is what's culminating into the increase in distributable income, lifting the profit margin, as well as reducing our loan-to-value ratio, which has been quite high. And I think that's all come as a consequence of a focus on the variables under our control.
Andrew, let's look at some of those variables under your control. The business operates a property portfolio in South Africa. There's offshore exposure in Poland and other areas. Take us through how you're seeing some of those areas and what sort of strategic decisions that has informed from how you're approaching these markets.
So, Jimmy, the reason why we are a diversified real estate investment trust is to ensure that we provide our investors with stable and growing returns, both from a capital as well as an income perspective. So Redefine's focused on South Africa in the retail, office and industrial segments. And similarly, in Poland, we are focused principally on retail and to some extent logistics and to a very limited extent to self-storage, which is a new kind of up-and-coming sector that is still quite underdeveloped in Poland. But for us, from a capital allocation perspective, it's all about assessing opportunities in terms of, you know, where the sustainable returns lie. So yeah, in South Africa, for example, retail is certainly looking good. We're bullish on retail. I think retail is certainly showing signs of growth driven by consumption. As you know, we've had lower inflation, we've had lower interest rates, and we've had, you know, confidence has also been improving. Offices is different. Offices are driven not by consumers, but more by services. And there you are really reliant upon the economy to drive the demand for services, which will culminate into new demand, which is required to get market rentals in the office segment to grow. So for now, we're in a bit of a holding pattern on our office portfolio in that we would like to see, or we've seen it in Cape Town already, but especially in Johannesburg, where the bulk of our portfolio sits, we'd like to see, you know, the economy start improving off its 1% odd growth to more like 3% on a sustained basis for us to start seeing that demand start creeping into that segment. And then we've got a very dependable logistics and industrial sector here in South Africa. It's only about 13% odd of our overall group assets that are allocated there, but certainly very defensive and doing very nicely in their segment. And we've got some development land available out here on the East Rand at S&J Industrial Park. And as tenant demand dictates, we will develop that out into further in our income producing assets. From a Polish perspective, the bulk of our exposure, totaling 36 odd billion rand of our 103.2 billion asset platform, sits in retail. And this is where, you know, the driver of the contribution from Poland comes. The economy there is roughly growing three times South Africa's, and the unemployment levels are sitting at about 5%. So from a consumer point of view, they are very strong, and their economy is driven principally by consumption. So this benefits both retail and then the logistics side of things. We've also got a sizable exposure, roughly about 10 billion rand of logistics, modern logistics assets. And that in summary is our portfolio, Jimmy. Obviously, we look very carefully at nodes, particularly here in South Africa, where, you know, infrastructure is very important from a utility provision perspective. And there we are focused on the key economic nodes of the country.
Andrew, let's look at the South African picture. And I want to get your sense around how you are feeling about the South African market in a bit more detail, because there's a lot of factors that have changed, or that are changing rather, in the South African market that a property company has every right to be bullish about. I mean, the potential re-rating of our sovereign credit status, the fact that interest rates could be continuing to come down in the foreseeable future. We've just come off the grey list. Are those factors driving a bit more optimism in your eyes from a property perspective? And if so, how are you seeing the South African property space going into the new financial year?
So Jimmy, for us, you know, it's all about stability. Stability builds momentum, and momentum then translates into value. So if you just look at the macro factors that are actually propelling this upward property cycle that we are embarking upon, certainly the announcement from the Reserve Bank around lower inflation targeting is a very big positive for us, because what that does point towards is lower interest rates going forward. And for property companies, interest rates is a very, very important metric. We have a sizable amount of debt on our books. But in addition to that, those interest rates form the basis for capitalization rates, which is what is used to value our property assets. And the lower those rates go, the higher our asset values become. Now, the exit from the grey list that happened now in October is once again another very big positive from a financial market perspective. What that means is that we could potentially see more foreign direct investment. We could see more international investors come onto our share register. And I do think it plays out into the bond markets as well, where we're very active in terms of raising debt funding, where it will drive stability and once again drive those yields, which is a function of risk, downwards, which is great for from a accessing of debt funding perspective for us. I think the other thing for 2026, which we need to keep a watchful eye out on, is the potential for a sovereign credit rating uplift. I think Standard & Poor's potentially is the first one to do so around about June next year. And that will once again feed into that flywheel of optimism that's driving the stable property fundamentals that we are seeing. Because as you know, when people feel confident, they are prepared to commit to long-term rentals and so forth in terms of lease arrangements and so on, which is vitally important for our business. And then also in terms of interest rates, we've already seen interest rates start reducing. We've seen bond yields dropping. And that also then means that there's an attraction to invest into REITs like Redefine. We can potentially get a higher yield, which will translate into a demand for our shares, and which will similarly have an impact on our share price in due course.
A strong focus on looking ahead and looking at the things that can be controlled by a business. This is what the team at Redefine has been and will continue to be focusing on, as their property assets under management exceed the 100 billion rand mark. All the best to you, Andrew, and the team in the new financial year. We're looking forward to seeing what it is that you guys come up with as the year continues. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Andrew Koenig, the Chief Executive Officer at Redefine Property.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.